The Battlefield Tours program was originally announced, or the concept for it was originally announced back in 2012 as part of wider centenary funding that was announced by the then Prime Minister David Cameron. By 2013, the project had been sort of granted to UCLIOE, and we began shaping things up then. The core focus of the Battlefield Tours program was obviously the Battlefield Tours element. But the nature of our funding was that whilst we were joint funded by the Department for Education and also by the Department for Culture and for Communities and Local Government, the idea therefore was that not only were young people going to get a visit to the battlefields, but through the connections with communities and the funding coming from communities, that there was to be a core communities element to it. And it's from that that we began shaping the Legacy 110 project. The idea behind that was that when students returned from a battlefield visit, they would create a project that reached out into their community, hopefully wider than their sort of immediate school community, into the wider area. The aim of the 110 was that if two students from each state-funded secondary school in the UK were to take part in the project from each school, if those two students then reached out to 110 students or 110 people each, they would reach a total of around 888,000 people across the country, which would be equivalent to the number of British servicemen who lost their lives in the First World War. So that was the ambition of the project early on, that sort of need to reach out and ensure that this sort of legacy was rolling out beyond just the few students who were involved directly in the programme, and to ensure that it reached into the wider community.